This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation. You can't watch, but you can listen. And you can read and follow the constant conversation on Twitter. It's the best time for you to have your best friends around you. I've got a couple of best friends and besties around me. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Here's a round of applause. This is from the good news department. Actually, a couple of interesting things relating to Orlando that are good. JetBlue offering free flights to and from Orlando for the people who are close to the victims that were involved in this attack in Orlando. JetBlue also offering a free waiver for customers traveling to or from Orlando who need to make last-minute travel changes in or out of Orlando. JetBlue is the third largest, I think, of all the airlines providing service in and out of Orlando. Airlines said it wants to do our part, quote, to help the victims of the tragedy as well as support the Orlando community through this difficult time. So there's something there. Disney, headquartered in Orlando, donates $1 million to the victims. How is that going to be metered out? Is it just to take 50 and divide it into a million and give everybody, what would that turn out to be, $200,000 a piece? Is that how this is working? Not $200,000, $20,000 a piece. What do we know about the Disney's giving?
I'm not sure. Some sort of foundation or scholarship, maybe? I'm not sure. I don't know if it's individually going to families or victims' families.
Well,
I don't know that it's been broken down yet.
Oh, it should, for them, is a splash in the pan, but it's okay. It's an effort.
Yeah.
Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge visited the U.S. Embassy in London to pay respects to the victims, signed a book of condolence. What we are not focused on a lot here is how much the rest of the world, or let's put it this way, the civilized world is sort of rallying around, if that's the right word. People who have been in countries, certainly the French have been, and the Belgians have been, where these sorts of things have taken place, not for the same reason, at least not outwardly. It doesn't seem like it was for the same reason. But anyway, there is more. I don't remember a time other than September 11th when the world absolutely was at our doorstep. But this is since September 11th, this is the first time I felt like there was a lot of support. I don't even know what that word means, support. But there's interest and there's attention being paid. But for the same reason that we pay attention to what's happened over there, it is the world is so small, it's so easy to get around. We see it in health news. People who get sick in Africa bring it to America. And then you relate to what's going on over there.
Right.
In this circumstance, this guy had roots. We've become, England has, when I was spending a lot of time there in the 70s and 80s, it was very obvious to me that the city of London itself and the country was changing dramatically and quickly, because a lot of what were the former protectorates were, especially when the changes happened in South Africa, and people were not comfortable there, man, they came in mass to London. And all the British Commonwealth nations, you can travel as if you're a member. You are a member of the British League, if you will. Australia, South Africa, probably most notable, Canada. And it's through that, by the way, you know, we think, oh, isn't it interesting and fun that all these people sound alike? Well, it really is. There's a broader picture here if you understand what the British imperialism was all about in the 1700s. Yeah. They were conquering every place, everywhere. They were all around the world, and that's where the British Empire came from. So the reason that all these people that you hear sound alike is because they have taken the language and developed it, certainly with their own accent ague, if you will. But there is, you can tell
And so it's interesting that now we look upon that as a positive, but it wasn't really. So London and mostly southern, but Birmingham and Manchester got to be different too. When you go down south a little bit, south and west of London, you see dramatic changes in that country in the last 30 or 40 years because of all the Muslims that have come in from all around the world, but many of them from their protectorates, and it has changed the landscape dramatically. This isn't a value judgment whether it's right or wrong, but it has changed dramatically the landscape there. And I don't look at England as any more than a quick, it takes me as long to fly from Boston to London as it does for me to get on a plane and fly from Boston to Los Angeles. I do it, and it's, when you get there, it's like a different world, but yet it isn't. It feels, for me anyway, being in England makes me feel very comfortable and at home. And I'm not one who pays a lot of attention to skin color. We've established that already, and religion, that kind of stuff. So I just see them as people. But it's interesting to watch them. The British are upset. The British are upset because there's so much of a change in their country, so much immigration, and now with the focus on these, all of these refugees from the Middle East, it's even more chaotic, and they don't know what to do.
Yeah,
and so we over here, we're trying to grapple with it. We don't know what to do either. Nobody knows what to do.
Well, it's confusing. It's complex. I mean, there's so many layers to it.
Yeah, but it is forcing change faster. We were talking last hour, so I'll bring you up to date on that conversation a little bit about how things have changed in the past 30 or 40 years in our country, values and that sort of thing, and mostly with a focus on the gay lifestyle. But there are other things that have changed too, race things that have changed a lot. But there still is a core there of resistance to the change. And that's happening in England as well. And now you see it bubble up. But before, because the British are much more refined to the outside world. If you spend any time in England, they're really characters. They're very, very expressive. And you don't always get that. Because they are on their best behavior oftentimes when they're around people who are not Brits. But among their own group, they are very expressive, and so I find it interesting. The Prince and Duchess came to the embassy. I thought that was kind of cool. Members of the American Muslim Community Center in Longwood, Florida, paid respects and offered prayers in a special event watched by non-Muslims. Anyway, the point of this conversation was, though, that the blood drive saw amazing results. And that was, I haven't had time to give myself, but I want to give blood. Let me just back up a little bit, because some of you may not know what Speaker Ryan said. There's been a backlash, and understandably so, and appropriately so, to Trump and his business about Muslims, whether he needs to clarify it more. I mean, there are a lot of people who agree that we have let this thing, whatever it is, get out of control. Not just with Muslims, but we just have too many immigrants who are coming here who don't, they're just here to suck off of the taxpayer. There are islands like this all around the country where certain people or groups of people come in and they know how the system works. We've made it easy. Guys like Ryan have voted for plans to make it easy for people to make money who aren't even American citizens, who for many reasons don't have any reason for being here other than they know that they can get something for nothing. So but the focus on Trump and trying to fix that, and some of his outrageous statements about Muslims and Mexicans and stuff. I mean, you're not going to do what he's suggesting anyway, but it sort of tips, because the scales have gotten so distorted because we have so many immigrants who are here, not just Hispanics, but they're here and they're not doing anything. They're not contributing. When I was a kid growing up, the people who were here that were immigrants came here. They were thrilled to get an education. They were thrilled to stay because they were contributing. And now there are so many people, depending on what part of the world they come from, they just come and do nothing. And we allow that, and in some cases encourage it, because it leads to them voting for the party that voted to give them nothing in the first place. At any rate, what Ryan said...
Well, how can they vote if they're illegal immigrants?
Are you kidding? Go to Chicago. The thing that, Ryan, you can, anybody can vote. What do you mean, how can they vote? You can go vote and don't have to show an ID. I could bring somebody who is an illegal immigrant to go vote at the polling place where I vote. And if I knew that somebody was out of town, my next door neighbor, I could bring this person to vote in that guy's name because he doesn't have to show who he is. He just has to say, oh, I'm George Flush from 18 Vernon Street. And they'll give him a vote, give him a ballot, and he could vote.
Wouldn't that be risky on the part of the illegal immigrant who
caught? No, not at all. They don't know. They don't catch anybody.
I don't know.
They don't even look at you. They just say, what's your address, please? They looked at a piece of paper.
And then, no, I know that, and I agree that there should be an ID, absolutely. I mean, it's not hard to get an ID. I agree with all that. But I just don't know how many illegal immigrants are doing that.
I think there are plenty of them doing it. Anyway, the point about what Ryan said to sort of get in the face of Trump on the Muslims, he made it clear in a statement, there is no war against Islam. This is a war against those who are terrorizing us, whoever they may be, wherever they may be from. This is not about the Muslim religion or Islam. It's about the people who have been radicalized, whether they're Islamic or whether they're gay. I mean, we got radical Christians, for God's sakes. You get radical of everything. They're radical Americans. So that's where the battle is, and I think he's right about that. 21 after the hour here on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com. Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time in this hour, starting with music icon Loretta Lynn, whose music is what you're hearing in the background. Listen, this is a great update of a great song. Crank this up. Great stories in music as she's still touring. We pay a lot of attention to some of the so-called bigger names. I think we could have a great time looking around to see which great artists, past and present, are touring at this time of year. She's one of them anyway, but she's postponed a couple of her shows because her grandson died this week. Jeffrey Allen Lynn worked at her ranch in Tennessee, had three children. It doesn't seem clear how he died, but she apparently is taken back by it, very close to him, so she's canceled her shows this week and next week. He was only 47. I wonder about that. But when you get to, you think of June Carter Cash and Loretta Lynn in this, I do anyway, I think about them in the same sort of frame. And there are other greats, Lynn Anderson from this area. Either any of you know who Lynn Anderson is?
Of course. Oh, I don't.
You do?
Yeah.
Jennifer's more tuned into country, and that's classic. Loretta Lynn is representative of classic country, and Lynn Anderson is classic country. June Carter Cash is a classic country. Tammy Wynette would be classic country. Don't you agree, Jen?
Oh, yeah. Tammy Wynette, for sure. Plus, she's just got the best.
Stand by your man.
Wynette. I mean, how is that not a country name? Come on.
Right. Wynette.
Yeah.
All right. Next up in the musical focus is Celine Dion, who is launching a product brand. What is she? She's this is some something that'll be all-inclusive, like home goods and activewear, beauty products. Sounds like Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
That sort of,
she is the next.
How did she put herself? But why, what is, where is she? What?
Well, every celebrity.
This confuses me.
Yeah. Every celebrity has stuff that they talk.
Branding.
You know, I mean, J-Lo's got clothing lines and perfume and all kinds of stuff. And Celine Dion really has never done any of that that I'm aware of. So this is her first big launch into that arena. She had a perfume a while ago. Oh, did she?
What? Maybe.
Why would people give her credibility for designing a sofa? I mean, why would you buy a
sofa? She's dramatic in French. What's your problem? She's normally carried out on a sofa, so you could buy it.
What kind of activewear would you think would be included in this description? Beauty products, I see. Activewear is what? Well, how do you describe activewear?
Workout clothes. Workout stuff, yeah. Leggings.
She doesn't look like the person
who
works out a lot to me. She doesn't look like
kidding?
An inspiration. Huh?
She's very tiny.
She's skinny. Yeah, that's it. So, how does that prove you work out? I don't see any muscle or anything that looks like other than a stick. So, well, my friend, now you look at her.
I'm sure she has a pretty regimented workout schedule in order to do all those shows. And yeah,
she says that the products that are being introduced into this brand are based on her core values of family, music, entertainment, and style. I would say she was quite stylish. Any pictures of things that I've seen her wearing.
Yeah.
And maybe she needs this. Maybe some distraction from her being sad about the passing of her husband a few months ago. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, like, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Spouse listening? I hope so, because I want them all to know what the heck is going on in the world, and you can certainly find that out by listening to the Daily Good Day program with my friends Victoria Keevan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schilling. They are smart friends, and therefore I am smarter. There is a new study out
that suggests... How is that logic?
I'm about to explain, if you would not.
They are smart friends,
to.
And so I am smarter. Okay.
And let's not, yes. not connect Kara to Kurt Schilling, by the way.
What is that?
Schilling, yeah. Because you said Kara Schilling.
Yeah. All right, okay. All right. Today's your day to correct me. You get one day to correct me, and that's it. All right, today
the other
is
days
day
I
this
suffer
week.
In silence.
Yes, you do, yes. All right, so the idea behind this study, which seems to focus on all of us who are smart, If you are smart and you're around smart people, you'll be smarter. According to this survey, intelligence can be boosted by people, whether they're in your family, whether they're your friends, whether you work with them. If they are smart, you will be smarter. And likewise, if they are not so smart, you'll not be so smart either. Stimulating households where people talk and make jokes boost your IQ. That's why we are a family here, and all of us have gotten smarter because we're exposed to each other. At least that's the way I look at it. I think I'm smarter because, Jennifer, you and I have been together for a long time, and you've made me smarter.
Well, thanks.
I'm learning from Victoria. I don't know whether the jury's still out on Kara or not. I think probably we're doing well with her here.
Think about you're so funny today.
I know.
Thank you.
But think about how you get together with someone who really challenges you in a conversation and how much more fun that is than just, you know, the surfacey stuff. I think
that's
probably something to it.
That's fine.
Well, it's like the same thing as when you hang out with people who work out a lot. You're probably more likely to...
That's totally true. They've done studies on that. That's why you should have a gym buddy. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Speaking of studies, the study out today by a very prestigious environmental group says it's good to pee in the shower. Environmental scientists say it may be time for people to reconsider the argument for not peeing in the shower. Toilets flush away more water than any other activity. Showering comes in second place. So if you are the normal person, you pee for 21 seconds. That time in a shower, there's only about 3/4 of a gallon of water used. That's more than a half gallon less than a toilet flush. So it's a gallon and a quarter
for
each flush.
So can I ask a dumb question?
No, this would be a good question. There's no such thing as a dumb question. The only dumb question is a question that is not asked, so please ask away.
So does this survey mean, like, when you just happen to be in the shower and you need to let it rip, it's okay to pee because you're saving water? Or
yes.
Is this suggesting that, like, at about 2 o'clock when I'm perfectly dry and not in the shower and I have the choice between peeing in the bathtub or peeing in the toilet, that I should go pee in the bathtub?
I think it's when you happen to be in the shower.
I think it's when you're in the shower. Yes.
But that is a good question.
Just wanted to get some clarification there before I pop a squat over the drain in my bathtub.
But I'm like the worst offender because I pee and then get in the shower.
There's a visualization.
And that's just like a thing.
You pee
I don't
in the shower?
No, never. It's so gross to me. Oh, my God. And when my boyfriend and I moved in together, I said, if you ever pee in the shower, it's over. Like, I can't even handle the idea.
How are you going to know unless you're in the shower with him? You think you're going to say?
I don't know. The honor system?
Hey, Victoria, I just peed in the shower.
All right, Doug, do most men do this?
Yes.
Yes, they have a hose. They don't even need to worry. Like, nothing even touches them.
Oh. And by the way, this can be applied to the swimming pool as well, whether you like it or you don't like it.
I think anybody who says that they've never peed in a swimming pool, those people are liars, because everybody has at least once peed in a swimming pool. Yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so that's our health report for today. Thank you very much.
Can I ask a dumb question, though? I mean,
no! There is no such thing as a dumb question. Ask a smart question.
I live in New York City, and everything is pipes. So we have the kitchen sink, and then we have, you know, the bathroom pipes and everything. And they're all connected, because all the bathrooms and kitchens are right back to back.
Yep.
So far, I haven't heard a question yet.
Hey! Settle down.
Go ahead.
If you pee in the shower, and you pee down that drain, doesn't that have to be a sewage pipe?
It is
in order to process sewage, but a shower drain, is that also a sewage drain?
Yeah, everything that is dispersed by whatever comes out of the faucet and goes down a pipe all goes in the same place. It all goes in the same sewer.
Okay, so that makes me feel a little better. Okay.
Yeah. Well, but if we were really smart and we were environmentally conscious, like this or not, because this is something that's been perfected by NASA, we ought to be taking our pee and reworking it and, you know, running through the system again. That's what it is.
Well, if all these people are peeing in the shower, then I guess we already are doing that, right? I mean, people, do they recycle the water? So
are you drinking water right now, Victoria? I have filtered water. I don't drink tap water.
It's got pee in it.
I know. I don't trust tap water anywhere.
No, and all that. You know, people used to say to me, aren't you worried about your cows peeing in the pasture? And I would say, what do you mean? Well, because you have a well and the well is
located. Have you seen a cow diaper? You want to change that thing? No.
No, the cows would pee in the pasture, and people say, well, eventually that filters down into your water system. Hello? Look around you. Where do you think the water comes from in general? It's all combined.
Do you filter well water before you drink it?
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
I have a filtration system on it. But I have I happen to have the farm where I've lived for all these years had well water. The new home where I am has town water, but there's a brook running through the property, and I'm going to tap into that and put a filtration system on it.
Cool.
And drink that. I'm not going to drink the town water.
Yeah,
I have a strong objection to fluoride. So
this is, and I do too. And one of the other things, being in New York City, I feel like I'm drinking everyone else's mental problems. So because everybody's on all kinds of medication in New York City, and you're just drinking all of that, which I don't want.
Yeah, there's medication residue.
Yeah, totally.
All right. So as long as we're in this mode for a moment, I have a question. And remember, there's no such thing as a dumb question. I'm going around the room. I'll start with Kara because she's the youngest. Kara, do you floss?
I do floss. I try to floss every night, although sometimes I forget. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm too tired and lazy.
Okay. Victoria, do you floss?
I try to floss a few times a week. I'm not great at meeting that goal, but I definitely do it at least once a week.
Jennifer?
Yes, I floss. Not every day, because I, like the girls, get just tired and lazy. But at least a few times a week I floss, yes.
Nearly one-third of American adults never floss. The failure to floss is a serious problem, higher in men than in women. I don't see anything outlandish about figuring that out. Failure to floss is the cause of lots of problems with your gums, and your gums are connected. You know, the old hip bone connected to the whatever. And so there are a lot of people who are older who don't floss at all, and it creates health problems. There are a lot of low-income people who don't floss at all, creates an ongoing health problem. So I say this and start to talk about it. We're doing a lot of bodily function stuff here. I'm just looking at an email.
Well, let's ask you, Dougie Rue. Are
Stop
you a flosser?
With the pee talk.
Are you a flosser?
Yes, yeah? I do floss.
Every single day?
Yes. Yep.
Really? So by the time you take all of your supplements and you floss every day, how else do you have time to do everything else that you do?
Well, why do you think I'm the picture of health that I am? That's what I'm trying to be as I grow up. I want to be the picture of health, a model for
humanity.
I want
to be the picture of health when I grow up. I love that adage there. Yeah. It is important.
When I grow up to be a man, yes, it is. Okay, so I just told you the headline across the email is, Stop with the pee talk! And the floss talk.
She's lucky we didn't get that Meredith confession part, yeah.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
T-shirts! It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
So I look across every single news service that I use to figure out what's going on in the world. Associated Press, Reuters, New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, The Guardian, The Daily Mail, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, my local newspapers, I said CBS, I think, didn't I? And every single headline on every single page is about Orlando. It's like there's nothing else going on in the world. I'm going over to BuzzFeed now. And there's a focus on the Harry Potter character who, remember last week, J.K. Rowling,
yeah.
Was talking about the controversy about the black person playing Hermione, and that sort of speaks to what you were talking about a minute ago in terms of diversity. What the hell difference does it make to the story whether the person playing the role is black or white? Anyway, but this is part of what we're dealing with here in our reality as, to use the phrase that I used in the last half hour, as everything changes. Things are changing. So we are frustrated because we don't see what the end is. We'd like to think that because we're more accepting of different lifestyles, different experiences, that everything's going to be okay with that. And it is with reasonable people. You and I are okay with it. We're all pretty reasonable people. But what you forget about is that there are a number of unreasonable people who are also on this planet with us, for whatever the lesson. So you look at this circumstance, 50 people are dead, 53 at least injured. Is it an act of terrorism? The debate has started, and I don't find it very soothing. I think that's the, I kind of am a Pollyanna. I like to think that I'm maybe like Mr. Rogers in a sense, But there has to be a change in thinking in order for all of this stuff to stop. Otherwise, it will not stop. And there'll be people that, unfortunately, will be victims that maybe you'll know down the road. But for today, think about giving blood. 48 past the hour, and good day.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now, 53 past the hour. Normally, at this point in our program on Friday, Pauline Frommer joins us from Frommer's Travel Guide, but she's traveling herself in Gay Paris. Why do they call it Gay Paris, anyway? Have a good time. Where'd that come from? Anyway, she's traveling in France, and so no show for today. But I do want to talk about some important food news that has been floating around in my head all week. So stand by for that next here on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free
professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MYTV. That's 888-679-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MYTV. That's 888-679-MYTV.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that yelling can be good for you? Well, here's the primal science of it. At the recent Little League World Series, the young Japanese players would step up to the batter's box, get the bat in swing position, and then audibly yell before the pitch. They yell to reduce stress. You see, yelling as a stress reliever has been around for millennia. Before people would go into battle, they would yell as they ran toward the enemy. It scared the enemy and relieved the warrior's stress at the same time. To this day, people feel better when they yell into their pillow. What's the cheap psychological trick? Yelling can be a beneficial stress release. You tighten up to yell and then you release, but it doesn't work when you yell at another person. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
All right, some of this week's food news, a focus on America's obsession with tonic or pop or soda. What do you call it, Kara?
We call it
soda. Jennifer, what do you call it?
Probably soda. Sometimes, you know, sadly, just Coke, even if it's like clear soda. They've done such a great job of branding, you know.
Victoria, what do you call it?
It's soda. Yeah, it's soda.
New report this week finds that Americans are on track to drink more water for the first time since this was studied 50 years ago. We're drinking more water than soda. The good news, Americans have cut trillions of calories from their diets. So what I'm wondering is, if we're doing that, where are we? You heard the report yesterday, or one day, I think it was yesterday, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's on this program all the time, said something about the number of people who are obese increasing by a fairly large majority. At least the government studies indicate that. So if we're cutting out trillions of calories from their diets using the escape from these sugary carbonated drinks, then where, because most Americans are still overweight, where are we getting the calories?
I don't remember everybody blamed soda and soda.
I just think that there's so many other options now. Like, soda has, you know, maybe people aren't drinking that as much because they realize that there's a ton of bad stuff in it, but then there are all of these other food items that just have so many calories and fast food. And there's also, like, my problem, I haven't drinking soda since the beginning of the year because that was my New Year's resolution, but there's still all of these juices that, and I love juice, so I have so much trouble giving it up, but it also has a ton of sugar and calories in it.
Yep. Yeah. People have just replaced soda with other sugary drinks.
Yeah. And also fast food. I mean, convenience items are just not necessarily the best for us, but we're so busy, we rely on it, and I think that contributes a lot to the problem, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the things I want to follow up on, because we've had in the American Family Farmer segment a couple of other conversations about food. We started talking about how much food we're wasting, food supply ends up in the landfills. There are more and more companies that are now beginning to work on how to save food waste. There's a company here in Massachusetts that has come up with a $250 million project to harvest power, organic waste, making it mulch, fertilizer, that sort of thing. I think that that's the way it ought to go. It should be going. Beyonce got in on this. She bought a stake in a company that makes cold-pressed watermelon juice from melons that can't be sold in the grocery store. I'm drinking that stuff. Have you had any? Watermelon juice is quite good. Matter of fact, nothing worse, though, than an ugly fruit. 59 past the hour. Good day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.